Hey, 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 everybody. It's Lynn Schuster-Williams and
Brooke Haynes.
And we're here to talk about Frequency 500. Whoop, 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 whoop. And we're on a mission, if you don't know already, to inspire a movement of people who are excited about living from the frequency of love or above.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So, Brooke, we have been, you know, you and I swim in a pond of people who are into personal development a lot. And yeah. I know both of us have been seeing all kinds of New Year's stuff and not very much resolutions in our group, right? It's more like vision board workshops and, you know, creating your vision or what's your word for the year and all those sorts of things, right? That people just, there's this collective energy around the new year, right? Yeah. And so we thought we might talk about that a little bit. And I have a kind of a different perspective this year for me. And I feel like, you know, the new year, 2024, I'm excited about 2024. I'm excited about the things that are coming and I'm excited about what I'm creating in my business and in my life. And, you know, I have a daughter getting married. I have all kinds of personal fun stuff. I'm excited about 2024. And I'm really excited about 2024, not because it's, you know, a particular year or where we are in some global shift or where we are, where the stars have aligned or whatever, but because I feel like I have been choosing to embody and incorporate and integrate into my life this living at a higher place, right? This love or above. And as a result, of being present to my own self and not filled with the stuff everybody else tells me is important, I'm now free to choose the things that really serve me as I move forward. And it doesn't really matter that it's January 2024 to me, right? It's like I felt this way, you know, I'd feel this way at the beginning of February or the beginning of March or the beginning, you know, it's like we have these constructs, right? Calendars. Right? Ways of looking at the world that serve us or don't. But when we're really clear and present, then we just get excited no matter when it is, right? We just, and that's what I want to say to everybody about the beginning of the year. What about you? How are you experiencing the beginning of the year?
Well, I'm finding my way because I have been, you know, through the age of setting goals. And then I went through the age of vision boards and then I went through the age of intentions. And then and I'm still in that age a lot. and now I'm at the place where I get to decide, just like you said, right, of what this means and how it looks. And what I learned this year, what I noticed and what I was aware of was when someone had made this post about, you know, this, we're all excited about the 2024 year, but, you know, are you be showing up differently? Is anything happening? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yes, I understand now. I'm clearly seeing where all of this is my choice and I am much more free of timelines. I even understand how time is only a human concept, you know, all these things. And, but I got to see the excitement of focusing on another year instead of being wrapped up in my year that I was in. It almost gave me this fun, like mental switch. And I started and I noticed that I quit focusing so much on what was going on and how my year has went and started focusing on what I wanted to go do. Now that did not take a new year for me to do that.
Right.
A new year really allowed for me to get into the fun of that.
Yeah.
And so I am really learning how Brooke shows up to have fun with these things when I've already been there, done that with the other things of how people celebrate. And so I'm still going to celebrate right now in this moment. I'm going to declare that I'm still going to celebrate, but I'm going to look in the future and really love that, you know, come 3 months, I might be celebrating quarter two. Let's focus on the future.
Yeah.
You know, 2025 is only 10 months away. Let's focus on that. No, but yes, the point is I'm, even though I understand it all, I'm going to allow myself to still have fun with it and find out how Brooke flows through it.
Well, I heard some great questions from somebody recently who was talking about creating a vision. And I love the idea of just being reminded to ask ourselves questions and get our own answers, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's what you're saying is, you know, and we get, when we're not all wrapped up in this energy of, you know, I remember, Brooke, I have this library of books, like personal development books, spiritual development books. One time my husband said to me, if you bring one more book in this house, and I said, oh, best not draw a line in the sand, you know, I will cross unless you want me to cross it. So, and I used to buy books with this energy of, oh, maybe they know something I don't know. Maybe if I just follow this system, it will open the heavens and, you know, angels will rain down and my life will get easier or whatever. Like there was this energy of lack around buying those books and studying those things. And now it's more like, do I find that topic interesting or not? You know, am I interested in reading that or not? And I just choose. And there is no urgency or lack around maybe there's something here I don't know anymore. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're in this space of choosing, like I'm going to do the things that are part of the new year fun that are fun for me, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to choose to have fun with them and I'm going to play with them and that sort of stuff. The thing that was for me like that this year, I had, I always used to love a paper planner, right? I always used to love a paper planner, but then, you know, Google Calendar took over my life. And I always say, you know, if it's not on my calendar, I'm not going to show up for you. So I, you know, just don't even bother telling me. I told you it was Thursday at 4:00. Unless it's on my calendar, I will not be there because I do everything by that calendar, right? So that when that happened, I quit using a paper calendar because I'm really not interested in writing down all these appointments that are also on an electronic calendar that I can see on all my devices, right? But here's what I figured out this year. And I started looking at this last year. I looked at a project management type planner, something that's really about planning, not about your appointments. Mm-hmm. And I love writing. I love the neuroscience of handwriting and moving a pen around and all that, you know, and how it makes me remember things better. And I started a planner at the beginning of this year that I don't write my appointments in, but I'm planning my projects in. And it is so fun. And it is so cool. And it is, I feel about that the way I hear you saying, I'm going to have fun with this. That's how I feel about my little paper planner, project management planner thing that I've picked for the year. And when you feel that way about whatever it is you're doing, that's the frequency 500 kick, right? That's the, like, just do it from love and above, whatever it is you choose to do, right?
100%. And also, yes. And it also reminds me of what you're saying is take that thing that you love and enjoy and do it. But, and also like, What okay, where you reminded me where I was going was there's so much in what you said. I want to go into all these little pieces, and my brain's like, which one first? Which one first? Okay, so I am really excited about learning about energy and the kind of energy. And so what I've noticed is the books or the things that I used to engulf myself in, like you, aren't as I don't have the lack that I need something,
right,
or that there's someone else is going to give me the answer,
right,
or someone else has the answer. I really know now that I have the answers, right?
Yes.
Between
yes.
me and source, like God and I have my answers, right? And so I don't need anything else. So what's fun and energy right now is super fun to me, like to be able to see how we are energy, and which that's not new to me, but the deeper
of course
in this, like the deeper version, it's so much fun that I'm learning about it, but I'm learning about it for fun, not because I feel like I need to learn about it.
Right. Not because it's going to save you, because they know something you don't know. Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. And 100%. And sometimes, Lynn, kind of like I had a rough 2023. I'm just going to call it that because that's how it felt inside my body.
Yeah. Yeah. Body. Yeah.
And it was amazing. Like it was worth it. You know, I all the time see when things go a certain way, the outcome is way more. It's not even equivalent to how bad it felt. It's 10 times better than what I went through.
Right.
I'm already seeing that. I already know that. But I was kind of, I kept being stuck in it a little bit. And even though as aware as I am, as aware as I am about things, it was still hard to pull myself out because my physical reality was still with me. That, and so it was very hard to project forward, right? For me, knowing that that's what I needed to do, and knowing, and so that fresh energy of what do I want for the next year really allowed me to unbuckle from 2023 and say, focus on the next year. So
I love that.
I wanted to kind of clear that up a little bit. I know I went in around in a circle, but because even though it was about having fun about what I want, it was really about leaving it behind because it was hard. I was so engulfed in it at the time.
Right. And when you can do that, when you can find experiences that help you not stay stuck in that thought about it was rough or hard or, you know, whatever, you don't want to stay in the energy of that. Right.
Right.
And so you've found a way to unbuckle. I love that word. Like you just unbuckled whatever it was that was hard, you know, whatever it was that was staying stuck in your body about that past, you unbuckled it. Right.
Yes.
That's what we talk about and reset it with, you know, a conditioned response, right, is when we have a life experience over and over and over, and it has this familiar feel, right? Mm-hmm. It has like, oh, I recognize this energy, right? This is that stupid 2023 energy that felt rough or whatever, right? You know, and so then when we can reset that, it's like the unbuckling. It no longer has a hold of you because it's no longer a filter through which you're seeing yourself or the world. And that's a beautiful thing, Brooke.
It is. And I also realize it's so much easier said than done in some cases, right? It's as easy, it's as simple, but when you're so engulfed in it for so long,
right,
and you have, you know, everything you need to know what you need to do and nothing feels like it's working.
Yes. Yes.
And so this kind of just came out of nowhere that I just was focused on 2024 now. And I'm like, oh, look at the shift. It was something simple that came out of nowhere without me trying to meditate through it or know better about
it. Right.
Reset my attention, you know, my focus. It wasn't working for nothing. None of the things I knew wasn't working for me. And so this kind of came out of nowhere and it just worked for me. So to find something new when you don't know when you are doing all the things you know how to do and it's still not working, then you never know. Just allow yourself to be there and till something new comes along and helps you keep focusing on the future.
That's a beautiful experience for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to share what your word of the year is? Because we do have one, both of us.
We do. My word of the year is presence. And I think we shared it on an earlier episode already.
I remember that once.
I think, I wasn't going to pick a word of the year this year. I've done it for several years. And you and I always talk about it with each other. Like, I always know what yours is and you always know what mine is. And I wasn't going to do it this year. And this word just kept being like tapping me on the shoulder. Like, you need to focus on me this year. Hello. It was that kind of thing. So I was kind of I wasn't reluctant. I just had decided I wasn't going to do it. And then it chose me. So that's kind of a fun way to have a feeling of it, you know?
And that's your whole business and everything you do and how you help people. So it's
my life.
It's your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wonderful. Well, anything else you want to share with us today, Lynn?
No, I think that's it. I just want to say to all our listeners, you know, whatever you do for kicking off the new year or embracing new energies, or just do it with joy, do it with enthusiasm, do it with expecting, you know, that it's serving you. And release whatever anybody else says about what it's supposed to be for you. Just enjoy it and do it and have fun with it. And that's what I heard from you today, Brooke. And that's what I hope everybody will embody as they pick stuff for the new year.
Yes. All right. Well, may your frequency be rise as you go throughout the day.
Absolutely. Love her above, y'all.
Take care.
Thanks for being here with us. Bye now.
Bye.